Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
I invite you to mute as we sing together our opening hymn, O Worship the King, number 388. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son,
Jesus Christ,
have mercy on us, forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
I invite you to join me in saying the Jubilate found on your handout or on page 82 of the Book of Common Prayer. Be joyful in the Lord, all your lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age.
The psalm for today is Psalm 17, either on page 600 of your Book of Common Prayer or in your printout. Hear my plea of innocence, O Lord. Give heed to my cry.
Listen to my prayer, which does not come from my lips.
Let my vindication come forth from your presence.
Let your eyes be fixed on justice.
Weigh my heart, summon me by night.
Melt me down, I will find no impurity in me.
I give no offense with my mouth as others do.
I have heeded the words of your lips.
My footsteps hold fast to the ways of your law.
In your path my feet shall not stumble.
I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me.
Incline your ear to me and hear my words.
Show me your marvelous love kindness.
O Savior, those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise up against them.
That my vindication, I shall see your face.
When I awake, I shall be satisfied, beholding your likeness.
A reading from the book of Genesis. One night, Jacob got up and he took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jacob. He took them and he sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." And Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." He said, "Why is it that you asked my name?" And there he pleased him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God's face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose up on him as he passed through Peniel, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'll say together Canticle 21 on your handout or in the Book of Common Prayer on page 95. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit,
who guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the wretched's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand of the Lord, and we believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
A reading from the book of Romans. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to mute as we sing together the sequence hymn, In the Garden.
Jesus withdrew in a boat to the deserted place by himself. When the crowds heard it, they followed him. And when he saw a great crowd and had compassion for them, and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, this is a deserted place and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food themselves. But Jesus said to them, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. They replied, we have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, bring them here to me. Then he heard the guard sit on the grass, taking five loaves and 2 fish. He took 7 busts and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
So when my first daughter was born, the minute she was born, she was really bright-eyed and really aware and looking around. And she stayed that way, really intelligent and inquisitive and stubborn. And one of the things she hated from birth was going to sleep. I'd rock her and rock her, and her body would go limp, her eyes would sag, and then all of a sudden she'd twitch and be wide awake and looking around again. And as she got older, it got worse. And she would cry in misery, I'm not tired. And sooner or later, she'd crash and burn and fall asleep. But we know what that's like. We know what that's like to be that stubborn, that willful, that sure that what we want, we should be able to have. And we stubbornly hang on to that, even when we know we're in the wrong. On the other hand, sometimes it's good to stand your ground, right? You stand your ground when it's something that's really important to you. Or you stand your ground when it's consistent with your beliefs. But then there's times when we stand our ground when there's something we desperately want to avoid. Or when somebody's trying to change our mind and we're not going to change our mind. Or when our ego is involved. Or we get that angry defiance about, I'm going to do what I want to do, whether it's right or not. And nobody at that point can tell us that being changed can be a blessing. Today we hear one of my favorite stories from Genesis, and I know I say that a lot. I love a lot of the stories of the Bible. Who wouldn't love the story of Adam and Eve in the garden, and we just sang that, walking in the garden with God? Or who doesn't laugh when they hear that Sarah laughed at the thought that she would have a child in her old age? Or who doesn't love the story of Jacob's ladder, which we heard a couple of weeks ago? But today we seem to come to this story mid-story. It says, that same night. And it's like, that same night, what just happened? What did we miss? But it said, that same night, Jacob got up and took his 2 wives, his 2 maids, his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. So he sent everything, everyone, everything across the stream. And then it says, and they spent his night alone. Except he wasn't alone. He wrestled with a man the entire night. And we wonder who that man was. And so some people say, well, it was his brother Esau, who knew that he was coming and slipped across the river so that he could wrestle with him. Some say it was a messenger of God. Some say it was God himself. Some say it was Jacob's conscience. But whatever way you think about it, we know what it's like to wrestle the whole night through. We know when we have something on our mind, or we're so worried, or there's something important coming up, or there is a decision that we need to make, or when we're fearful, or when we're praying our hearts out, We have wrestled the whole night through with our conscience, with our thoughts, with our fears, with our worries. We know what that's like to wrestle through the whole night. But what was going on with Jacob? Why was he wrestling with all his might the entire night through? Well, if you remember, he was the youngest of a twin. And in those days and ages, the oldest brother was the one who inherited everything, including God's blessing. But Jacob was a trickster. He tricked his brother out of his brother's birthright. He tricked his father for his father to give him the blessing, God's blessing, that he would be as numerous as the stars of the sky and the sand on the sea. And then he immediately ran away, and he ran to the east and the north. He got away from there so that his brother couldn't take revenge. And he found the woman that he dearly loved, but Laban, his father-in-law-to-be, then tricked him. Had him work for 7 years before he could have his beloved bride, and on his bride night found out that it wasn't his beautiful bride, it was her older sister. And then he had to work another 7 in order to win his beautiful bride. And throughout the years they were together, Laban and Jacob had tussles over and over, tricking each other and trying to get the best of each other. But in the end, Jacob's the one who said, in the dark of the night, without anybody knowing about it, I'm just going to flee with my half of everything, my share of the goats and sheep and slaves and stuff. And he got a 3 days head journey before Laban caught up with him. But he was heading back to his homeland, taking everything he had, going back to his homeland where God's promise would be manifested. But what he knew that same night was the next day he was going to face his brother. And he had no idea if his brother was going to kill him, or take everything, or curse him. He didn't know. And so Jacob, trying to win his favor, sent ahead messengers when they knew that they were approaching his brother. And he sent hundreds of goats, hundreds of sheep, hundreds of spice and oil and as peace offerings. And then he even sent his wives, his slaves, his children across the river. Jacob, thinking maybe my brother will take pity on me, and wrestled the whole night through. But next we hear it's almost daybreak, and the man that he's wrestling with says it's daybreak, it's time to stop. And Jacob once more says, not until I get your blessing. And the man says, so what is your name? And he says, my name is Jacob. And the stranger says to him, your name is no longer Jacob. Your name is now Israel. And what he doesn't say is that your 12 sons will be the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's where your blessing will come. But what he does is he put Jacob's hip out of joint. And Jacob still wouldn't let him go, so he gave him his blessing and then disappeared. What we know is throughout ancient stories, all ancient stories, there's that time of darkness before the dawn. And a lot of the ancient myths, during the time of darkness, you had to go into your darkness, your inner demons, your inner fears. You had to go down to the underworld and face the challenges of the underworld. And then you were given a gift, a promise, a blessing before dawn when you came back into this world. And with that gift, that knowledge, that blessing, your life was transformed, forever changed. And in this story, Jacob had to face his demons, his fears, his death, the possibilities that nothing was going to go right. And he was given that blessing right before the dawn. He was going to be forever changed. what I know about wrestling with God is that in order for me to wrestle with God, I have to trust in God. I have to know God. I have to believe that if I wrestle with God, bringing God everything, surrendering to him, God will transform me. But first I have to trust in God and know God. I think about wrestling and social distancing. I think if you're trying to arm wrestle, it's hard to do from 6 feet apart, much less a full body wrestling. We have to be willing to engage within our entire body, our entire being, when we are wrestling with decisions or fears or hopes or dreams. When we go to God and we say, I'm not sure what to do, I need your help. And it's a full body, face-to-face wrestling. And what we then know is if we stick with it, we will be changed. We will be transformed. We will receive that gift. And yes, Jacob walked with a limp for the rest of his days. And what we know is we sometimes come out of those wrestling matches with a few battle scars ourselves. But on the other hand, we receive that blessing. We are transformed. And so the questions I have for you this week is, are you willing to trust God with your deepest, darkest fears, questions, doubts, challenges? Are you willing to get that close, face to face? Are you willing to get pinned to the mat where you can't even move? And then are you willing to be forever changed, transformed into the image of God? Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. I invite you to join with me in the Apostles' Creed found on your handout or in the Book of Common Prayer on page 96. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
art
in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
You can find it in the Book of Common Prayer on page 94 or on your printout. Show us your mercy, Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Close your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep us under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let us not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O Lord, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church. Because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
O God, make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that this week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together the anthem, Peace is Flowing Like a River.
Page 392 of the Book of Common Prayer, or on your printout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
This community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
The just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and the unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel, and all who seek the truth.
For our presiding bishop, our bishop, and for Lynn and Gary, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve
God and his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, especially Betty and Richard, Adrian, Kevin, Janet, Barbie and John, Tammy, Peggy and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L, Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S, Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James and John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F, Mario, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, students and their teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn.
For Carl.
For Ashlyn.
And Betsy. Hear us, Lord,
for your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
O
Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls. And to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying the general thanksgiving found in your handout or on page 101 of the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, above all for your measurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, by walking before you in holiness and righteousness through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit we honor and glory
throughout all ages.
Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah.
Thank you.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.